Hey everyone, this is Misguided Misinformed. Today I have Steven.
He's half asleep.
And Chris.
Ayo, who's also half asleep.
Yeah, we're all kind of tired. And you got your adequate DM, Josh.
And I was going to say, we also have Tim, who's fully asleep.
Yeah, Tim's fully asleep in the other room right now. He was going to be in this, but he passed out when we got home.
Didn't
so.
Make it.
It's been a long day. We were playing some D&D earlier. I was DMing. I think I did an okay job, considering it was the first one I made up completely on my own.
You didn't kill us?
No.
Not for lack of trying, though.
I did not try to kill you. It's just I'm learning the what's it called? There's the word. Like, I'm just learning it, because it's hard, because, like, the CRs are balanced for party of four. So a party of three, you have to, like, play with it a bit. But then sometimes, like, six enemies could be fuck people up, but one really high, low-level enemy. I know, one really high-level enemy. I'm all, like, I'm confused. I'm tired.
Yeah.
Will, you guys, like, you fucked up. I gave you three of those, like, statue things, but because you faced them one at a time.
Well, you gave us two one at a time, and then two together. You gave us four of them.
Yeah, but those were CR2 monsters.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I thought, I should have just given you two at the same time. But I thought, maybe that would be too difficult. Nope, that would have just been what I should have done in the first place.
I think if you gave us three at the same time, it might have been. Because, remember, Tim did turn to stone.
Yeah, that's after I gave you...
Two.
Two, yeah. Yeah.
But that was also after we had faced two.
I know.
There are third and fourth ones.
If I would have done it, I know from, like, future reference, maybe next time, to just give you two of those at the same time.
Yeah.
Something like that. Well, something like that, like...
But then we also almost got killed by goblins.
That was because there were seven of them. And the goblin boss was, like, hard to hit.
Yeah.
Also, I fucked up a bit. There's so many fucking rules. You always miss something.
It is very difficult. I did not want to be a DM.
Oh.
I do not want to be
a
DM.
The gnolls, I like completely, like, I nerfed them a bit. That's why I gave you two extra ones.
Well.
From what my original...
got destroyed by four gnolls. Like, four actual gnolls?
No, they have a CR of a half?
One half, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I decided because, like, they only bit us, and...
Yeah, they
were supposed to have shields.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It would have been harder to hit them.
They would have had... Well, actually, I guess I only gave them... To be honest, I fucked up on the shield thing a little, but it doesn't really matter. You know, I gave them
Josh's
one...
Josh's story as a DM is, I fucked up.
It's hard. I gave them... I forgot shields are plus two, not plus one.
Yeah. So, you had them at 14, so they would have been 16.
But I also gave them, like, no weapons.
That's what I mean.
Just so, their teeth.
They were just biting at you guys.
Yeah, it was so then they were feral gnolls.
Not necessarily. They just didn't have weapons.
Feral gnolls.
No.
They had no weapons.
They were
primitive
gnolls.
All gnolls are primitive. I was reading.
They're primitive even for gnolls.
I was reading. It's like apparently gnolls came into existence because when some demon lord gets onto like the thing, basically hyenas will come behind it, eat the dead bodies, and turn into gnolls. Yeah, so they never go fully away, because every once in a while that demon lord kind of...
Pops up.
Yeah.
Them.
Yeah, and we have the same problem. So they just keep getting, like, they're just the remnants of this thing, like...
You would think that the hyena population would die out rather quickly.
It's D&D. It's weird. Okay.
Wait, no. It has to follow the logic and rules of
I don't know
the
how,
modern world.
I don't know how rare gnolls are supposed to be. I was just trying to do stuff like that's different and weird. I wanted to give you guys grungs.
I have no idea what that is.
That's like frog, like tree frog people.
Oh, yeah.
But...
To be fair, you mentioned any creature and I'm pretty much like, I have no idea what that is.
But they're only in like rainforests and tropical jungles.
No owlbears?
No.
You could have gave us one troll, but that probably would have...
One troll?
Yeah.
You guys really... There's only... You have one thing that can really do anything to it. Like,
that's
to fully, like, kill it.
What's that?
Fire.
Well, and chill touch. I was assuming you hit it with chill touch.
Assuming that I figured that out eventually, because I'm the only one that has chill touch.
Now you would have. Well, because you know chill touch, if you hit them, they can't heal for that until the end of their turn, or at the end of your the beginning of your next turn. Mm.
But you just
and not to mention, touch. Trolls are CR5, so, yeah.
Yeah, it would be a tough fight. I'm just afraid you guys aren't going to run away from stuff, though. Or I would straight up drop big, heavy enemies on you.
Hell yeah.
Why would we run away?
That's my problem right there.
Brave Saruman. Bravely ran away. Oh, it's the opposite of what I'm trying to say.
It's not, like, sometimes you run into stuff you have to run from. The goblins are funny. My initial thought was, no, you guys aren't going to be able to, like, run away, like, you're gonna get into a fight with the goblins, and then
it almost happened where we didn't.
Yeah, I was except going. You start acting weird, and they just were like, "This is fucking weird. Let's fuck these guys up. Listen, they're goblins."
Performance was not great. I could not perform a fake heart attack on command. I just didn't know what else to do because I didn't know what the goblins were saying to me because I don't speak goblin.
Yeah, I know, which is also, like, the fun part, that you guys had no fucking clue what was going on.
Or had to pretend like you had no clue what was going on.
Yeah, it's just, well, yeah. Well,
at least you know that we'll pretend that we don't know what's going on.
Your characters had no clue what was going on. You guys did, but it was just funny, because it was like, yeah, I don't know what this is, and this is weird.
So I fake a heart attack.
Which, I mean, the goblin...
Straight up pure smooth.
I mean, you're right. I don't know, I was, like, on the fly thinking, how is this gonna go? Like, what am I trying to think? Like, they were definitely in awe of Steven at first, but your companions did not help you, Steven.
Yeah. Okay.
It happens.
I think the fact that Tim could not speak any goblin really hurt, too.
Yeah, but he at least looked like a goblin. Yeah. It was just a giant human, well, not human, tiefling warlock in the back.
With shiny armor.
With a gleaming scale mail.
I think that's going to be, like, my favorite part of the fact that it's like, I'm going to pretend to look poor. Oh, you can't, because your armor...
Yeah, you did that. We can't afford the lodging. Your armor says differently.
Yeah, your armor is sparkling clean.
It's a family heirloom, and that's what I'm sticking with. I didn't steal it from a mage.
Or you try to put it... Put clothes over it and it just like ruins the clothes.
See, I can see, like, you can definitely wear clothes under armor. I can't imagine wearing clothes over armor.
I think it would look very weird.
I think the only type of clothing you could wear over it would be like a cloak.
But the cloak of billowing, Tim took.
It's not like you couldn't buy a cloak.
I'm not gonna buy a room. Why would I buy a cloak?
I don't know.
To be honest, I'm saving up for my.
I think half plate doesn't give disadvantage though.
There's one. The next one. It is.
Next one. Oh yeah. It's the next.
Without disadvantage. Breastplate. It's breastplate.
Yeah, I think half plate is 15, but it does have a disadvantage.
Yeah.
The highest one.
The highest medium armor has disadvantage. It's one more higher, but the next one up, which is 400 gold pieces. But we also have to go to a town.
Yeah, it does.
Right. You can afford it, right? No? You can afford it now? No?
I'm still short.
He's slightly short. I'm at 325.
I'm at 314.
Oh. Oh.
My frugalness has not even helped me get up
to thought you would have had a little bit more than that.
Listen, you got upset at us for stealing 7 crossbows and selling them to the guards. So, you stopped giving us shit because we were just...
Well, no, I was also just like, the things you killed... Like, no one's buying goblin weapons.
No, but...
Also, goblin weapons suck.
You gave us a fruit cart.
Scimitars.
Okay, they have scimitars. It's like the orcs from Warhammer. That's how I imagine, like, goblin weapons in this are. Okay. They work because the goblins believe they work, but the second, like, you pick them up, it's like, ching! Oh, it's like, what the fuck was that? Like, the goblins, like, he's like, if I hold this a certain way, this scimitar will work. And you pick it up and it's like, oh, what? Oh, fuck, the blade fell off. What the fuck's going on here?
They didn't even have a blade. What the fuck is this?
Well, or it's like some piece of stone piece of shit, you know? That's like, it works as its intended use, but like, any shopkeeper is going to be like, why would I buy a stone blade from you? Fuck off.
Stone swords are good.
No, they don't. Why? Why would like a fucking blacksmith buy a piece of shit stone blade when he has better ones?
Because it's made out of hard rock.
No.
Listen, why do any NPCs in any video game buy this shit that we try and sell them?
Because it's a video game.
No.
Not.
I don't accept that.
Doesn't matter.
Are you saying not real life? And it's like, well, we're talking about D&D.
I was going to say not D&D. Where the amount of magic items you guys have right now is ridiculous, okay?
You can say
they all suck.
I was going to say, they're not the greatest.
I mean,
my
but even
orb of time and my orb of direction.
They're not bad.
Okay, it tells me
time.
What time it is in generalities, morning,
afternoon,
night,
and orb. Where is north?
Yeah, and the orb of direction lets me know which way is north.
That could be very important.
It could be, and it, I mean, knowing where north is lets me figure out where everything else is, yes. But it's not like I have an orb of destruction or like what's that one from Ready Player One? The one that makes that giant shield that can't be.
Oh, I don't even know. Yeah, I know.
Like, I don't have anything like that.
Listen, one, I understood it was the house of a sorcerer, but it was a sorcerer who went on a quest.
He took some shit with him, right?
He had, like, he left behind a bag of holding. He probably has a couple more of those.
Yeah, he probably left behind his shittiest bag of holding.
Well, they're all about the same, but it's like, he just didn't need it, so why take it? Also, you can't take a bag of holding in a bag of holding.
Yeah, but you can take multiple bags of holding.
Yeah, but how? But you have to carry them on you. Okay. They still weigh 15 pounds apiece.
Yeah. I guess he's a sorcerer or wizard. We haven't figured that out yet.
It's dangerous. If you put a bag of holding, basically just don't put a bag of holding in a bag of holding.
No, I wasn't going to put a bag of holding in a bag of holding, but I was going to have like 45 pounds worth of bag of holding.
I mean, bag of holdings can hold 150 pounds.
Yeah.
Also, make sure it's a bag of holding before you reach in.
Yeah. Put it on your head like Tim did.
Yeah. It turns out, I always understood the bag of holding wrong. If you have to turn it inside out for everything to fall out. Or pierce it. Which is weird because they're not really supposed to be able to be pierced.
But they're also, you probably shouldn't turn them inside out.
No, I mean, it just stops working as, like, a bag of holding at that point. It's just a bag.
Oh.
It's like a bag of devouring. If you turn it inside out, it's just a bag.
That's weird.
But if you turn it back, then it turns into a bag of devouring.
You're going to pierce a bag of holding, aren't you?
Well, technically, I don't know how you can do that. Oh, there's...
You're going to figure out a way.
Like, one way to do it. Anti-magic field. Stab it. Like, if it gets wrecked in an anti-magic field, when you leave the anti-magic field...
But you have, like, as a DM, you would have to be like, yeah, the person is targeting your bag of holding, specifically.
Someone might do that. Like, at higher levels.
Okay.
Like, a bandit... Well, I mean, someone who has access to an anti-magic field would understand what a bag of holding is.
Yeah, but I don't understand why they would target that instead of just killing us.
Well, if they want to fuck up your equipment from a distance.
I don't see that. Because how do they know we even have shit in there?
Just because it's a bag of holding?
Sure.
We sold everything in there. Actually, no, that's not true. We haven't sold everything in there.
I mean...
We sold a lot of things that are in there.
Call me. When I'm playing my game, it's like pretty much everything I own is in the bag of holding. Because why wouldn't you put it in there?
Because if you get pierced and fuck up your shit.
Yeah, but I mean... Short of...
Especially with the campaigns that you're playing, I'm sure... Drew's gonna eventually be like, yeah,
nah.
Bag of holdings, yeah, they explode.
Nah, Drew wouldn't do that, because he doesn't want to deal with encumbrance, so it's just easier to give you a bag of holding, and then it's almost a non-issue.
Yeah.
Or a portable hole. The only difference between a portable hole is that you can't access the stuff as easily. It has no weight limit, realistically, but I don't know, it's just weird. There's all sorts of, like, there's a guide for like the prices for magical items in the game. Though at the same time, I don't know. I mean, according to 5, like the for 5e, there's you're not really supposed to have magic items everywhere, as much as he has in his campaigns. But you're not even supposed to be able to realistically buy one. Not that easily. Like they would be difficult to find.
You'd, I think, feel like you'd have to go to like a sorcerer's shop.
Yeah, it's in Xanathar's. There's like a downtime activity for buying magic items.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll just go with that.
Yeah.
Even for creating magic items.
I mean, I don't have to create mine in downtime.
What? Oh, your
packed weapon.
Yeah, though then your packed weapon is only so good for now.
I'm enjoying it.
I'm just saying. Eventually,
that's not great.
Eventually, you might find better stuff. I don't know, you guys are still low enough level that there's really no reason to give you, like, amazing things.
I mean, you gave me gleaming armor.
Yeah, I mean, I gave Steven unbreakable arrows, too, which I think maybe you could say are, like, considered magic. Because they are. Well, they're mad. They have an enchantment on it.
They're adamantium.
They're not.
They're vibranium.
They're not, because in an anti-magic field, they can be broken.
Yeah.
So it's an enchantment.
That, you should have told us that when we were going to steal them, if it was for that.
What? The anti-magic fields don't exactly pop up everywhere.
And it's not like we left anything in the house.
Yeah, you guys got decent rolls.
And
there's nothing I wrote down. I don't know why you bothered doing that.
This man got robbed hastily, and it looked like I got robbed a day after they thought we left.
Except for, like, the horses. Because then you guys took your horses.
Yeah. Somebody could have stolen the horses.
After you? Yeah, it's possible.
Because we left. We conceivably have left without our horses.
I would have just left. I wouldn't have even bothered.
Yeah. But, see, Josh, that's a key plot point that's going to come back in 20 years. And be like, remember I destroyed the house to make it look like someone else? I'm just fucking...
I'm all like, I was not even, like, thinking, like, in my head, the fucking... His brother didn't know jack shit about what was in the house. Like, he had to look for stuff the first time.
Yeah, but he definitely saw the armor when we were in there. And he's now wearing that armor.
I don't know, but for all he knows, his brother came in the middle of the night and took it.
Or thieves did.
Well, I mean,
a day after we would, because we were in his house for over a day.
I feel like you guys made yourself more of a target, because it's like, normal thieves couldn't have got through my brother's defenses.
Eh, how do you know? How do you know his defenses?
I would assume, like, the brother of the sorcerer would have some idea of what's going on, especially if
he didn't.
Hmm?
Josh, I asked him lots of questions, and he did not.
Did you?
Yes.
I don't remember.
Okay. It's hard to come up with.
You asked him, like, shit about, like...
His brother.
Yeah, he's like...
He doesn't know anything about his brother, so how would he know he has defenses in the house?
I mean, you asked him, where'd his brother go?
Where would your brother go?
Okay,
He said, maybe Neverwinter.
He always talked about Neverwinter. I'm like...
Did he always talk about his house defenses?
If your brother disappeared tonight, where would he have gone?
New York?
But that's my point. You don't know. You just think, yeah, probably New York.
Well,
it's the same.
I have some logical reasoning for it to be New York, but...
The guy's like, yeah, his brother talks about Neverwinter.
Yeah.
I just needed to move you to a place, really.
Yeah, we're never going back to Wilton anyway. We don't know where it is.
Like I said, it's like a half day's ride from Waterdeep.
Yeah, but we're also like 8.5 days... ride from Waterdeep.
I don't know.
It was like 9 days to get to...
Yeah, it's like 500 miles.
I know. I'm just saying.
I mean, and only because I gave you guys horses continuously.
Gave us horses? I'm pretty sure that we procured horses.
Well, the first time we procured horses.
And then we went back and got them, which you say was a bad idea, but I say it was a
genius
idea.
I don't care. It doesn't make much difference.
And then you did make horses appear after we killed bandits, but it made sense for horses, for the bandits to have horses.
That's why I let it go. Also because...
You also killed one of our horses.
That's kind
of
why.
Josh is a horse killer, everyone.
Three.
Listen, you guys keep going into battle. Well, the bandit time was on me. Null time was on me, too. But, you know.
Every time is on you?
I'm just saying, you guys have walked into battle on horses.
Well, it's like, oh, look, over the hill that you could not see over.
I mean, you also are charging down.
Yes.
We're going fast. It's like, no. Like, you guys aren't going to notice, necessarily.
It's hard to notice when they're on top of a hill and we just come over the crest.
I just didn't need the bullshit of, we just go past it.
We see them off in the distance and go around.
Or we're going to just stay way far away and just pick them off from a distance, completely negating the fight.
What's wrong with that, Josh?
Because it's tactic. Fuck that, no.
You know what you could have done is we could have done that, and then they could have, like, made a call, and, like, more gnolls would have come out of the forest.
I'm telling you, if that starts happening, I'm just going to be like, oh my god, look, the 6 gnolls, 8 gnolls come out, and look, god. 1 gnoll war boss. Oh my god.
Oh look, a demon prince.
Like, I was already fucking annoyed about this statue thing. I was like, I just want to get one person with this stupid statue curse.
So that they know that there's a curse.
Ugh, because I was just like, I didn't even care if he got turned to stone.
But he did.
I was just like, no, it has to happen. Honestly, after... And then, honestly, it was basically...
I was very tempted to just leave.
It was the last big fight of the thing anyways.
Yeah, but I was very tempted just to leave.
That's why I was like, Sprite tells you it's okay.
Yeah, and then it didn't neglect to tell us how long it was. And we're like, okay, long rest is over. How's he feeling? Oh, no, it's going to take about a day.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, I mean, it's a sprite. It's not going to tell you everything.
I'm just going to fucking... Next time, I'm just going to bash it
The
in.
Sprite was literally...
I did tell him next time I'm leaving him.
What?
Tim. Next time he turns to stone, I'm leaving him.
And then the next room was the cockatrice.
But it also turns into stone.
You could have turned people to stone. It's actually not as hard. It's not as hard to beat it. Like, one was a 13 and the cockatrice was 11. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just, like, have some fun.
I know.
I probably could have.
I was very close to bashing, because you saw that time I was very eager to bash things.
Yeah, I saw. It was, you know, what are you going to do?
Hey, look, we're stuck in a room. We don't know how to get out. Can I bash the door? No.
Listen, I had
Can
to come
I
up
bash
with...
the wall? Okay. No, it doesn't work.
I had to come up with some traps, and I had to think of, like... Unfortunately, I had to think of reasons why... Certain people couldn't immediately solve the trap.
Okay.
Okay?
I mean, it made sense. It was just a magic door.
Like the first couple of rooms, it was like a pocket dimension. Basically, if you bashed those walls in, there would have been nothing on the other side.
Fair. But I couldn't bash the walls in.
Well, that's why, because I'm like, fuck, I'm not dealing with this. It's magic. Deal with it.
Hey, look, there's darkness forever. I'm going to jump out there.
It's just like, no, it's just, it's like a magic trap. I was like thinking, this guy could create intelligent wolves. I think he could make a magic trap.
It could just instantly teleport you to an alternate plane of existence.
If you got into the house without using the key on the front door, yeah.
You wouldn't let me break the glass either.
What?
To get in.
No, you didn't have to break the glass to get in.
I know, but I wasn't able to. Actually, I didn't try.
You didn't try.
I tried to lift it,
yeah.
And I couldn't lift it.
And then Tim unlocked the front door.
Yeah.
But like
Without
I said...
a key.
Yeah.
You know what he should have done? We should have gone and tried to steal the key off of him.
That was an option.
It was an option.
And I would have had to figure out a whole thing for that.
You would have pissed me off.
Oh, no. I was in my mind, I was prepared for that possibility, but I figured... Tim's not going to want to do that, because that's too risky.
Risky.
It's just easier to try to break into the house and see if you can get in. I was like, I have to make this, like, I'm thinking it's a sorcerer, so there's no reason for him not to have a weird-looking house. For the most part.
One window.
Well, the window was a trap. Because it wants people to get caught. He wanted people to get caught in the trap.
Everyone gets caught in the trap. Unless you have the key.
Yeah. Well, a key that opened it. Because I'm assuming he has a personal key, and then he gave a key to his brother.
You're assuming a lot of things about this guy that I'm just not assuming.
I created the guy. I'm the DM.
Yeah,
I can just
disappeared and turned wolves into people.
I mean, I didn't create the guy, but I've created this version of this guy.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I don't even know how you did that.
That's for that other campaign that they
just... Yeah,
they
I mean, really I'm expect. Just going to say he's a high enough level sorcerer that he has Wish.
So, what is that?
At least 17.
Good thing we're not fighting him. We're just trying to find him.
I'm going
to
go, he's definitely over 20. Like, if he has epic level boons, if anything.
Yeah. Again, we're not going to fight him anytime soon.
My favorite part was
you're just... You're probably not going to find him anytime soon.
My favorite part was just going through the common magic items and being like, I'm like, what can I give these guys? I'm like, Chris has his gleaming armor. I'm like, unbreakable arrows? Ah, Tim and Steven could use those.
Steven almost didn't take anything.
I don't really take a lot.
And then it was like, Ursat's Eye? Oh, perfect. A completely useless item for these people? Yeah.
Hey, if I lose my eye, send that one in.
You could also probably sell it.
Yeah, why would I do that? I have a perfectly good eye.
Yeah.
Someone might interrogate me and take out one of my eyes.
That's a possibility.
Gotta hold on to it.
And then, like, just like...
Unless it's worth, like, a lot of gold, then I'll sell it.
No, probably won't be.
Yeah.
It is a common magic item.
Oh, it's common?
Yeah. Oh. Everything in that house, other than the... other than the ring that I forgot because I didn't write it down, because I talked about it with Tim, like discussing your guys' party.
Because we don't have it either.
Yeah, and I was like, I'll just make up some fucking dumbass magic item. Basically, all the magic item does is add cure wounds to your list as you wear it, to your spell list as you wear it.
But it still costs a spell slot to use.
Yeah, well, that was kind of my thought process.
Yeah.
Just turns anyone who can cast spells into has the ability to cast healing spells.
So now Tim is the roguish healer.
Kind of. I mean, if he gives it to you, you can use it. I know. It's weird, but I mean, I'll figure something out. If I have to, I'll give you guys some more healing items. I don't know. More healing, like, potions.
Yeah. Make sure you hear me when I ask for them.
Listen, you...
We were talking at the same time. I understand.
No, I was reading up on what was coming up, and then you guys started talking to me, and I zone out everything when I'm reading.
Yeah. So, because for the audience, I asked if he had any healing potions in this one town, and then he didn't respond. So I said, oh, do you have anything to make bandages? And he's like, yeah, we got cloth. So...
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. I was like, and then you said, and then our bandages. And I was like, yeah. Like,
of course they would, we have cloth.
They would, of course they would have cloth. It's like a... I heard the bandages part, not the first part.
Yeah, it happens.
And so I said, if it's important, make sure I'm paying attention.
You should always pay attention to me, Josh. I'm very
I was trying to, like... There's times when you're, like, trying to... prep for what's coming next, so there's no, like, no big lulls. It's hard to remember. I mean, if you're making it up on your own, it's a little bit easier. If you have to remember something that someone else... Well, for me, at least. Like, remember something you read, especially because I had read it a week ago and I didn't have a chance to refresh myself.
Yeah.
Because, unfortunately, that time we were supposed to play, Tim came late. And so we didn't end up playing. So it was like... it was a week. It was like a week in between when I had read it and prepared,
yeah.
And when we actually played. So, it, like, a lot of the stuff had, like, I'd forgotten. Or not necessarily forgotten, but yeah, it was...
Blame Tim, because he's sleeping in the other room. So.
Listen, I'm not blaming Tim. I'm just saying I was hazy on what was going on. And so I was like, this. And it finally came, you know. So I had to, like, reread everything. It's like, that's why I don't like doing, I'm not very good at doing, like, pre-made campaigns.
I said, you did okay today.
today was not a pre-made campaign.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, it was pre-made in that I made it.
Pre.
Yeah.
Playing it.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do with Neverwinter. I think it's pretty obvious that they're going to ask you to deal with the Knoll situation.
You already did.
You dealt with four, with
that's
six Knolls.
That's all.
That's
of them.
Not all of
that's
them.
All
of,
that's that. I mean, there's only six that exist in the world.
Yeah, no.
They're all dead. We've wiped out the population.
I did like when I gave Tim the dice, and it's like, yeah, he rolls it, and it's like, oh, the next one. It's like, what are you thinking of? It's like three. And then he rolls dice in real life, and it ended up with a three, and it's like, yeah, exactly.
Just so the audience does know, I picked up a six-sided dice, a D6, and rolled a six for that.
Yeah. But
that's the only reason I picked up a D6 is because I want there to be at less than six.
I mean,
in the world.
Hyenas
are very uncommon in this
land. You don't know that.
Well, it doesn't look like a desert to me.
And what universe are hyenas in deserts?
This one?
No. Hyenas are in, like, Pride Land.
That's desert?
No, that's, like, hilly, like, grassy area. Hyenas and, like, lions are in, like, the same general, like, area.
Which is the desert?
No! Lions aren't in the desert.
Well, they're on the fringes of the desert.
I don't think they are. Well, they're in, like, grassy areas, usually.
Okay, it depends on your definition of grass, because it's, like, yellowish grass.
I mean, just because it's not, like, well, sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
In, like, the non-rainy season.
Every time I see pictures of lions in the desert, I'm just, okay, realistically, I'm going to tell you 100% straight up, I'm basing my entire knowledge about hyenas and lions off of Lion King.
Yeah.
No. So the lion, so hyenas live in desert-ish swamp, whatever that kind of.
No, that I mean that
boneyards.
I'm not saying hyenas can't live in the desert, but they're not desert animals. I mean, actually, can't imagine them surviving in the desert.
I can't imagine
because they're more
surviving in the desert.
I think hyenas are like kind of scavenger creatures.
Yeah, they are.
Lots of things can survive in the desert. It's just you have to be adapted for it.
Hyenas.
Are not adapted for it.
They could.
Like, lion, like, that's why
you don't know me. You don't know hyenas.
You have to live in a place with, like, lots of animals if you're going to be a scavenger. Or have the ability to have, like, super smelling, such as vultures. But also, they can fly, so they can travel distances.
As a vulture.
Yeah. Well, because they can fly. But yeah, like, vultures are weird, man.
They're ugly, too.
I'm just remembering, was it Chills? Where it's like, today, we were watching the videos, and this guy's like, he's trying to try to be more like, yeah, it might not be real.
Chills, if you're listening, if you're one of our listeners, thank you for taking the time to actually be a little more critical of some of these videos, because they're fake, 100%.
At least 95% of the time.
The one video that we saw today that wasn't fake was a fishing line across two
like
trees.
A fishing line. It was like.
Oh, it was wire.
It was something. Yeah, it was
steel cable.
No, no, it was because they wouldn't have been able to get down that easy.
The guy was shitty.
I mean, it was pretty loose. Apparently.
You can't tie steel cables in knots. You have to put them together with
clamps, right?
Yeah.
It was
and
whatever.
The clamps are like usually, yeah. It's just,
whatever it was, it was.
It was meant to knock people off bikes.
Yeah.
Or take their heads off.
I would not have taken their heads off. It was like
if they were going at a high enough speed.
And they were because I think it was probably more for like bicycle bikes and knocking people off as opposed to motorcycles, which is what these people were. It's Russia, man. It's crazy shit goes on in Russia.
Yes, dirt bikes are a motorcycle, but let's be clear, it was a dirt bike.
Okay.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm
they
just
go
saying,
faster than a bicycle.
Just a motorbike would suck going off-roading. That's the only thing. I'm trying to paint a picture for our audience.
A motorcycle would be terrible.
What?
A motorbike would be okay.
I don't know.
I'm trying to there's three definitions, there are three key words that we're looking at here. Motorcycles are crotch rockets and choppers.
Okay.
So crotch rockets are like
those. I know what a crotch, oh, okay. It's like the speed bike.
Yeah. Then motorbikes are bicycles. No, those are choppers. Those are, I would say motorbikes are the bicycles with motors on them. Dirt bikes are the ones that we were driving.
Oh, yeah.
And then bicycles are just
Bicycles I got, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just explaining, just in case you didn't know. And then tricycles are bicycles with three wheels.
Yeah.
And then unicycles.
I understand what a unicycle is. Okay, I understand. Right. I was just saying it was an off-roading thing. It wasn't just in the middle of, like, a street. Anyways.
And then light cycles are from the Tron universe.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, the point being that...
Chris is teaching you about cycles today.
I mean, sure, why not?
Except for menstrual cycles.
No, yeah, or any other... Like, I can't even teach you about laundry cycles. I can't even teach you about dream cycles.
But my point being...
Sleep cycles.
My point being was, yeah, there was some sort of wire across two trees on, like, a dirt path.
And so that was the only real video that we saw.
Potentially real.
Most likely real.
I mean, it could have still been staged.
I doubt it.
I'm saying, we don't know the situation, so I don't want to go in with, like, that was absolutely real.
Well...
I'm going to go with, it's the most plausibly real one. Because, A, why are they filming it? Well, it's people, yeah, people are putting GoPros on their helmets all the time for motorcycling. It's whatever, right?
Yeah.
It's like, it's the one where I'm like, I don't look at it and be like, this is absolutely fake.
There's no CGI.
Like, there's no reason for me to doubt it, is really my point. Is like,
there's no Play-Doh and ice?
That was an interesting one. It's like, it's symmetrical, and I'm like, it's not that symmetrical. But it's like, just because, like, something, it seems weird, doesn't mean it's necessarily, it's weird, but doesn't mean that it's supernatural.
And it took all of 5 minutes of Googling.
It took less than five. It took me, like, 2 minutes to get to a thing. And a lot of that had to do with me misspelling LARPA.
I mean, that's a hard word to sell.
I just accidentally put a T at the end.
Larva or larvat?
Yeah, kind of. Because I did on my phone and my thumb slipped.
Blame your thumbs.
You know, if I seen that earlier, it actually does look like somebody just took Play-Doh, put it here, and just...
That's exactly what it was. That's exactly what they did. They just closed it in their hands and then put it in. It was just in the shape of their closed fist.
And went through the ice?
No, they put it in. They specifically did that. It was like an art thing. Like some teacher somewhere.
Damn artists.
But it was like, that was it. They're like, it was just, you know, like the homemade Play-Doh.
The only thing is, the strange about it is that, like, I guess the video was long enough to determine. But usually there's, like, some sort of sign that this is, like, an art installation.
But, I mean, it was, like, just some random person who did it.
Yeah.
And then when the video gained traction, it was like, oh, what's this? And it's like, oh, I did that. Like, you went.
Here's my counter-argument. The government paid that guy to say that it was an art installation.
I think it was a female teacher, but I see what you're saying.
Or that girl.
That person.
I for some reason, I thought it was a guy when you were talking about it.
It's because you're sexist, Chris.
No, it's because I think you used male pronouns.
Did I? I don't...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did.
I don't know. It
so,
make...
anyways, that person...
I think I said they a bunch.
Paid... Yeah, you usually do, but I usually pick up on that, so...
Anyways...
But they could have been paid by the government to say that, oh yeah, this is my art installation.
Okay, except for the fact that, like Steven says, it did look like someone who just squeezed Play-Doh in their hands
and
put it in.
And...
Yeah, it was like...
Yeah, if you touch something, whether or not it's in ice or not, it would move.
Especially with Play-Doh.
It would get slimy. Well, I just mean it was like...
Yeah, well, Play-Doh has a weird consistency.
I also love this, like, because I saw a version, I don't know if it was the video he got, but I saw a version of the video, like, the first one that came up on, like, YouTube, when I typed in all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
on like on Google, so it showed up and it's like the exact same video. And it was like it had one comment and it just said cool. And
oh, he made the it one with the hurricane.
No, no, that was the Play-Doh one.
Oh. No one in the comments can tell me what this is, and it has one comment.
And it's like from like 2013, and he just released that video this week.
Yeah.
So it's like an old video that no one cares about. That's
what shows is all about, bringing out the videos that everyone's forgotten.
I mean, like I said, good on him. He's doing something that he has viewers that like levels that we don't even have. Maybe we'll get there one day. Maybe we won't. Who knows?
We have to be more like Chills, guys.
I mean,
he's trying to be more like us. We have to be more like him.
I will admit, doing a podcast is probably a little bit more difficult than doing a list video.
Not in the version that we do it.
Well, no, we still have to sit down and like talk and come up with something. Where he just kind of, I could do what he does. I'm not insulting him. I mean, it would take some time, but like if I just came home and spent an hour on the computer every day looking through random paranormal videos, I could probably splice together like a list video once a week, easy, no problem. Throw a bit of like comment. It's like he has like 15-minute videos. Throw 15 minutes of comment.
I still think we need to do list videos of list videos.
No.
In the list videos of the list videos of the list videos.
Top 5 list videos.
Top 5 list videos.
Paranormal lists.
Yeah. I like this one because it talks about, and then we'll just play the clips of like how he talks about.
I don't know. It's like
he's actually kind of critical of some of these people. So
it's like that stuff I like to watch. The list videos I like to watch are usually like stuff that the person had to think critically of. Like I watch like Rabid Luigi isn't too bad. I don't necessarily agree with half of what he says, but he usually does like video game list stuff, and it's like difficult bosses and a lot of it is like his personal experience too. So it's like.
I've been watching a lot of top 5, I told you. And those aren't really. Like, some of them are list videos. Like, they're all list videos. They're all top 5. But some of them are, like, cut from other YouTube channels.
Oh, yeah.
But some of them are actually, like, researched. Like, I've watched, like, top 5 revelations that the releasing the JFK documents told us. Like, you know, like, stuff that wasn't a video, but he was, like, he did research on.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. And I watch a lot of, like, What Culture stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, they'll have, like, stuff, like, sometimes it'll be just, like, a quick list of it, like, you know, like, but it's, like, oh, like, extras who ruined their scenes, you know, or stuff like that. And sometimes it'll be, like, top 5, like, hidden, like, Easter eggs in movies that you can see. Or, like, 5 Easter eggs in movies you can see. Or, like... But then they also do, like, stuff that's, like, oh, what does this mean for, like... What does this movie mean? Or this scene mean for, like, the MCU or something? You know? Or, like... Or just a theory video on, like, what's gonna happen. On, like, video games and stuff like that.
Some theories are really fucked up.
Or, I saw one where it was, like... 5 MCU theories that turned out to be true. And it's like, yeah.
I'm trying to think how they would come up with a theory that wasn't already, like, part of the series that turned out to be true.
Exactly.
Oh, I mean, it was, like, theories that happened, like, that people had as it was coming out that eventually turned out to be true.
Hulk is going to be eventually brought back in mainstream.
Oh, no, not that. I mean, like the Red Skull. When he, like, the thing happened, like, people are like, oh, well, he got teleported. It didn't kill him.
Okay.
It, like, teleported him somewhere else, and he's going to show up again sometime later, somewhere else. Like, he'll show up again later. Mm. You know? It's, like, stuff like that. Like,
that's only
the where there was no real... evidence of either way.
The reason I was saying the Hulk is because there are 2 failed movies that failed to garner any interest in the Hulk.
Well, it's because the Hulk as a character on his own is kind of boring.
You won't like me when I'm angry.
Also, they didn't. They just also had kind of shitty actors for Bruce Banner in the past.
Edward Norton is gonna come over here and shoot you in the face.
No. Listen, I didn't say
he's gonna curb stomp your.
He's not a shitty actor. He was shitty as Bruce Banner is what I meant.
Because he's not a Bruce Banner type character.
But that was the point. Like, he was just boring. And it's like, half of the Hulk is Bruce Banner. If you have a boring Bruce Banner, like, I don't know. It's just, like, it's not entirely...
Mark Ruffalo is just kind of, like, neurotic.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. His character just seems a little more interesting. Like, I just feel like Edward Norton and Bruce Banner are just kind of bland.
I feel like I know you too.
Yeah, like that. And it's like also like when he's on the planet, he's like freaking out. And it's like, oh, I can believe that. Like someone, stuff like that. Like I said, he's just kind of neurotic, but at least it's just a little bit more interesting than,
I don't want to transform into the Hulk. I'm scared. Edward Norton, I apologize on behalf
Listen,
of
it's not
all
his fault.
Misguided and misinformed.
It's not his fault. He did what he could with what he had.
Just like Tobey Maguire or Spider-Man. He played a good Peter Parker, not a great Spider-Man.
Ew, what?
Tobey Maguire. I don't know. Oh. Yeah, you have to... I can't get the image of Tobey Maguire hair flipping or whatever. Emo dancing.
Yeah, but that does feel like a very much like... almost like it was a little too much like weird emo-ness. But it was at the same time as like... That was kind of the point. He's just weird and awkward.
But he played a good Peter Parker.
He played it maybe a little too well. I mean, he was might have been too, like...
Peter Parker.
Yeah, like Peter Parker, but, like up to 11. Like, and we don't need Peter Parker up to 11.
We need Spider-Man up to 11.
And you had Andy Garfield.
Who played a great Spider-Man, but not so great Peter Parker. Because it's hard to believe that he's, like, some... nerdy guy no one gives a shit about.
Yeah. And the new kid, I can't remember the actor's name.
Tom Holland, I think.
Yeah.
He's usually pretty good at both, yeah. Because I can believe, A, he's nerdy, because his character is dumb.
And he's not, like, overly muscular like Andrew Garfield was.
Was Andrew Garfield overly muscular?
For Peter Parker?
Oh,
Peter Parker.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing, and, like, the other thing, too, is the way they counteracted the fact that Tom Holland is, like, not, like, completely butt ugly.
Well, they went back
is that,
to the...
I was going to say, he was in a smart school, so the fact that he's smart, and, like, there was also somewhat attractive people there, like, no one gives a shit about the fact that he's smart.
Yeah. I was going to say that they went more back to... cartoon of Peter Parker where it was like Spider-Man where it like the cartridges and like he wasn't just having web coming out of his hand. And...
I'm pretty sure that was like the 60s Spider-Man then.
Really?
I don't know if the 90s one was like that.
I thought the
90s one did. Cartoon he did.
Yeah, cartridges.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I remember growing up and like getting the web cartridges for your wrists.
I just remember in the first Spider-Man game on the PlayStation. He had, like,
the cartridges,
and it was, like, a thing. You had to collect them, because you would run out. You would never ran out, because there was more than enough. You'd have to really...
That Peter Parker was in college, though. And he was much larger than most of the other Peter Parkers that I've been used to.
It was a cartoon, that's why.
Yeah.
No, I just... I don't know. The thing is like, I believed that the Peter Parker in this universe, like, was... nerdy enough that, like, he was still kind of popular, but he was there were still, like, people who were like, fuck you.
Yeah. I can't wait for them to do movies of Thor as a kid.
I don't see them doing that.
No, I'm just, like, because, so, Peter Parker has gotten younger as we've gone along, and just, like, well, at one point, the actors who do the characters that, like, Captain America, Chris Evans, he doesn't want to do Captain America anymore, I don't think.
No. Nah,
coming back for the second part.
But I think that's it. I think that's his final, like, movie.
Yeah. But then I was just, like, I think about, like, Dragon Ball Z, where Dragon Ball Z, the Dragon Ball GT, went to, like, Goku as a kid.
See,
that's not even canon anymore.
No.
A, did not go to Goku as a kid. Some weird shit happened, and Goku became a kid.
Okay.
Somebody wished him to be a kid.
What was it? This is Emperor Pilaf, I think?
I think so.
Something like
that. On, like, the Black Star Dragon Balls was like, I wish you were a little kid again so you couldn't ruin my plans. And then it's like, your wish is granted. It's like, no! And yeah, so he got fucked.
I'm just saying that, like...
I was saying it was still, in the future, because, like, Trunks and his...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is that we go to a, Avengers, like, 17, and it's, like, Thor going through his teenage years in, like, 2050 or something, you know, like...
Sure. Thor go back in time, though?
No, he doesn't go back in time. It's in the future, but Thor's young because they have to start the franchise over again, or continue the franchise, so they come in with Thor that is actually young.
Oh.
Or any of the characters. Like, we have Tony Stark Jr., that they just stopped mentioning. Like...
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't see that happening.
That's gonna be a sad day.
Mostly because, like, the Peter Parker's getting younger thing was just really, like, rebooting the franchise, like, several times.
Well, that's eventually they're gonna have to reboot the franchise.
I know, but then it wouldn't be in the canonically MCU thing. I'm assuming you're talking about, like, they would have to start a new, like, universe, or have to come up with some weird fucking reason why all of a sudden... I mean... I
guess the Infinity Stones just make every superhero a kid again.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the Infinity Stones are gonna be gone after this.
I'm pretty sure they're not allowed to exist after this. Doctor Strange loses...
I think he will keep his, because the Eye of Agamotto has always been a big part of Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
His stuff. And to be honest, Doctor Strange has already beat something that's stronger than Thanos.
Yeah.
That was funny. We were playing Super Fight the other day, and one of the people picked Thanos, and I, of course, argued that Thanos. You picked Thanos, but not Thanos with the Infinity Stones. So fuck you, bitch. And Tim was like, yeah, Thanos was only like super strong in that movie because he had the Power Stone.
He's pretty strong without them, but he's super strong with them.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he only kicked the shit out of the Hulk is because he had the Power Stone.
Yeah.
Like, he was good. It's like, I don't see him... Like,
but he got to a point where in his life where the only thing left to make him stronger was the
Infinity Stones. See, the thing is, and you never see Thanos fight without the Infinity Stones.
But on his homeworld, he doesn't have Infinity Stones.
What do you mean?
Like, when he led his homeworld.
No, his homeworld, like, died. He's like.
But he was the leader of it.
He wasn't.
He wasn't?
No, that's why it died. And so now he's on this, like...
I thought he made it...
He might have been, some sort of, like, leader type, but he wasn't the leader.
I thought the point was that he made the choice not to kill half the people before.
No. That was his plan, and they chose not to listen to him. Mm-hmm. And so now he's going through the galaxy proving that his plan works.
But he was still pretty powerful then.
He's strong. I'm just like...
There's heroes.
There's no... We don't see exactly how strong he is in these movies.
Yeah.
Because we never see him fight.
Well, we're going to see it when they destroy the Infinity Gauntlet.
No, I mean, apparently it already broke.
Snaps.
You see it go like... It's fucked.
Because Peter Dinklage couldn't make a strong enough gauntlet to hold all the Infinity Stones.
Well, I mean, we've seen how people get fucked by the Infinity Stones in the past.
It took six people to wield the first one that we saw.
Which, well, the Power Stone?
Yeah.
Six people?
Five.
The Guardians?
The Guardians, yeah. It was like six, wasn't it?
It's four, because Groot was fucked.
I bet they were sharing the power with... So it was five, because they were sharing the power with... what's his face?
No, it was just Peter... It was just Quill... Gamora, Rocket, and
Drax.
That was it.
No, but then what's his face joined in on it?
Who?
The guy they were fighting.
No, he didn't. He just got fucked by it.
Oh, I thought he joined in on it, and then they.
No,
got...
he got disintegrated. By
they opened.
It's been a while since I was thinking that they were all joining, holding hands or
they
whatever,
were.
Sharing the power, and then they all let go, so that he got fucked by the stone.
No, he just opens his hand and like the energy like. I guess somehow, because he's part, you know, whatever, he's part celestial, he, like, is able to, like, after, I think, Drax grabs him, he realizes, like, what's going on. He's able to, like, control it, and then he opens his hand and just, fucking cast Disintegrate on, why can't you remember his name?
Doesn't matter.
And like,
watched the movie not too long
and ago. That guy holds the Infinity Stone for like half a second when he slams it into his hammer. The Infinity Stones are shown, but every time people grab them, they kind of just explode. Every time we see hold the Power Stone, they explode.
Yeah.
Vision, because we see people hold the Space Stone, because it was in the Tesseract.
Mm-hmm. But there's also how technically it was buried in the Tesseract.
Like, yeah.
It was protected. They had some.
The Mind Stone was buried in Loki's, like, scepter.
Yeah.
I don't remember where the rest of the stuff was.
Across the universe, because
there's Thanos six. I just know there's six of them, and we've discussed.
R.I.P. Loki.
Yeah.
Potentially.
It depends how they... it looks like they're going to go back in time. Like, this next movie looks like it's going
to
be time
shenanigans. Well, they're going to have to, because Chris Evans is billed already on IMDb as being Captain America, and he was one of the people that disintegrated.
Yeah, and it shows him in his...
So is T'Challa, and he also disintegrated.
Well, I mean, he could come in at the end, but...
There also could be flashbacks.
That is also... and it looks like they have... They shot new footage of. It looks like Tony Stark driving to like New York, during like the first Avengers movie, and it, like, it's Captain America and his like new whatever he was wearing while he was in New York, kind of costume. It looked like that, with Ant-Man. The Ant-Man thing really shows that it's not a flashback.
Yeah.
Because Ant-Man was not there.
Yeah. I still haven't even seen
that
movie yet.
The first one?
No, Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I haven't seen either.
Ant-Man's good. Ant-Man's really good.
You guys told me about Spider-Man Homecoming. Still haven't watched that. I'm really behind on Marvel.
Oh.
I think it's because I keep on watching the collab movies, and I keep on, like, dying in them. Like,
the problem is watching the Avengers and not knowing what is going on with all the other characters and going to these other places is kind of like,
But I talked to you guys, so I figured out.
Ant-Man and the Wasp is pretty good. The ending, like the after credit scene, I was like, oh, this is the kind of movie we needed after fucking Infinity War. It was like a nice, happy-go-lucky ending and everything.
Yeah.
And then they did the snap stuff. And I'm like, for fuck's sakes, man, could we just not have done this?
Nope.
It's like... You have this, like, movie where I'm like, this is the exact thing we needed after, like, Infinity War, and then you're like, oh, you remember how fucked... You remember how sad you were in Infinity War? Well, here it is.
Here you are.
Did you remember Infinity War? Don't forget Infinity War happened.
Don't forget everyone you love is dead.
I'm like, what the fuck? It's like, I'm literally thinking how this movie... I was honestly thinking, like, oh, this movie is, like, exactly... Yeah, like I said, exactly what we needed after Infinity War. And then they're like, no.
To be honest, Infinity War was... very overhyped. I didn't really like it, but it was okay.
I liked it because there was like my problem is the bad guys just get fucked way too fast.
It's not even like that.
They
it's
don't just... have any time to build up anyone.
Thanos
I'm like
is hardly doing anything.
Yeah, well, that's kind of my thing though. They're like, we're gonna bring all these bad guys in, and I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, I can't even remember his name, and it's like, oh, he just dies. Like the Squidward guy that they keep. He just dies.
He's dead.
And it's like, what?
And then there was the three kids of Thanos.
That was one of the Squidward guys. Squidward was one of them.
Yeah, and he just...
That's the one that took Doctor Strange, no?
Yeah. And then, you know...
He eventually died.
Yeah, but I just mean, like, it wasn't some big, epic fight.
No, he got blown out of the ship.
I didn't want to say that, but, I mean, it is kind of...
We already talked about people dying.
I mean, but that's like, it is more spoilery, but I mean, it's not...
He's not an important character.
But the point is, he should have been.
Okay.
He's not, like,
Stanley
he just shows
like,
up, He's like, he actually is, like, from the comics, right?
Yeah.
He has a name, they all have a name and everything, but, like, this movie is, like...
It's not Red Guard number 4.
Like, in this movie, it's like, they just don't care. And these people show up, they're supposed to be, like, fucking, like, on par with, like, Gamora and Nebula. Or maybe, like, not on par, but, like, they're among the ranks of, like, Gamora and Nebula as Thanos' children. Like, people who would be considered, like, elite warriors, you know? They just die.
He just gets sucked out of his own ship.
That's it!
I don't remember what happened to the really big one. And the girl-looking one. I don't remember what happened to those two.
They died on her.
The girl got crushed.
I think they died in Wakanda?
They died in Wakanda. So the girl got crushed, and I'm pretty sure the guy got, like...
On Earth. Wakanda's on Earth.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the guy... you're talking about the big, burly one?
Yeah.
He was in facing the Hulkbuster armor. And I'm pretty sure he got, like, slammed around a bunch and then died.
Maybe.
I don't fully... That's my point, though. They just...
I mean, he could have got slammed around a bunch and then disintegrated when Thanos...
No.
Because
he was knocked out or killed before.
But, I mean, all of those guys just kind of die. Like, it's all of a sudden, like, you're fucked.
It's okay, guys.
Theory called. And they had to, like, find ways of keeping, Captain like, Marvel. The really strong heroes out of it. Like, Scarlet Witch.
She was there.
Yeah, but she didn't show up until near the end.
What do you mean? She was there the whole time.
She didn't do anything until...
She was trying to keep Vision alive.
Yeah, Vision. Time. Also, fucking Vision. Like, probably one of the most powerful out of all of them. Not including, maybe, you know, he literally had one powered by an Infinity Stone. And they just like, oh, he gets sneak attacked early, like, in the movie, and now he's fucked.
Like, oh, he gets stabbed? Yeah, don't worry, I'll be okay. He does some stuff. Oh, my wounds, they're hurting me. Okay, well, don't worry. Relax, you'll get better.
I mean,
get sneak attacked again. Oh, my wounds, they're back. Oh, I can't do nothing.
Yeah, and
he
then...
He plays with your heart because you think that they survived, and then nope.
And then, like, Thor 2 is just like, we need to get you a new weapon, Thor.
And they, which is an oxymoron, they made Peter Dinklage a giant.
Yes.
It's hilarious.
Well, I think, is he a giant? Or I think he's supposed to be like...
he's way bigger than Thor is.
I know, but I think he's supposed to be like a dwarf or something.
They call him dwarf.
Yeah.
They call him dwarf, but he is much larger than
He's a giant dwarf.
Which is an oxymoron.
No, their version of dwarves are giants.
Well, it's a space dwarf. He lives, like, basically on a ring around, like, a dwarf star.
Yeah, that's why they call them dwarves.
Maybe, I don't know. They're just making some shit up. Listen, I'm pretty sure it's from the comics. All this stuff is, like, from the comics where they just do weird shit.
I'm surprised Peter Dinklage agreed to that, but he agrees to do a lot of things that
why
make fun of.
Wouldn't he? It wasn't making fun of him.
Well, no. It just, like,
him being a little
dwarf.
Person.
Oh, who fucking cares?
Well, Peter Dinklage doesn't care. He actually kind of, like, does a lot of those.
That.
Yeah. Like, when he did Elf, he had that, like, I don't think, and, like, there were a lot of people that wouldn't do that scene. Was it, like,
Oh, that's, like, one of the best scenes in the whole movie.
Yeah.
You're an angry elf.
Call me elf.
One more time. But it's, like, one, like, Buddy Wood not know what a little person was, because he's been around elves his whole life.
Yeah.
You would assume someone, and their version of elves are the usual Santa elves, the, like, you know, smaller stature ones.
Yeah. I did like one of my favorite things about the movie, there's a lot of things, but when they talked about, like, how they tried to bring in gnomes and trolls.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Oh, it's, like, right at the beginning. So, basically, they're, like, they talk about how there's only two, there's, like, three jobs that an elf can do. And it's, like, make cookies in a treehouse, and then, like, but everything catches on fire.
Oh, yeah.
Make shoes, and then, oh, the big time is do Santa's workshop. And they're, like, we tried to use gnomes, but they just kept on drinking. And we tried to use trolls, and they weren't potty trained.
Oh.
Okay,
it's been a long time. I remember.
It's just enjoyable because.
Like, some of the
explanation.
bullshit of that thing. It's like how Buddy somehow isn't dead, even though he eats nothing but candy.
Or like the giant jump from the Arctic Circle to the Lincoln Tunnel in New York.
Yeah,
it's like I passed the the candy cane forest and came out of the Lincoln Tunnel, and it's like,
I mean, that you can at least be like magic, right? But it's like Buddy is a fucking human. How the fuck is he alive?
He survived and body adapted.
Kind of reminded
me no
of Disenchantment.
Oh, that was good.
That was all right.
With the gnome and ogre war, that was so funny.
Oh it yeah,
that like gnome like this doing all this crazy like moves with his two swords and he just gets stepped on. I was just like, what the fuck?
I mean, I like the elf there, and it was so elfo, but it was so clear that, like, there's something different. Well, I mean, they make it clear right from the beginning, there's something different about him. I mean, he doesn't even look like any of them.
Yeah.
Like, he's weird looking.
He's crazy.
I know, and all the other ones aren't.
I kept on getting pulled out of it because I was just like, this is such a Matt Groening. Like animation,
style. Yeah,
and I'm like, stop, get pulled back in, because I like he does more realistic stuff, right? Like even Futurama, that was like based in the future, is still like realistically based in the future.
Oh right? Yeah,
like it's
tied in the trifecta though now, so he's made something in the past.
Yeah,
now wow. He's made, and then he's had the Simpsons, which is present, and then he's done.
He's Futurama. Had like the modern day one, the fantasy one. And
the
sci-fi
one.
The sci-fi one. Right. I would say,
of the
I wouldn't say
of
Enchanted is the past. It's fantasy.
Well,
yeah.
It's fantasy, but it's
but the best one is still Futurama.
Futurama is definitely the best one.
Well, Simpsons was good up until about
I've never really been that into the Simpsons.
I feel like he was let off his leash on Futurama, and then Disenchanted was. Okay. I don't know.
It was alright.
I also felt like I grew up with, like, so The Simpsons was, like, kind of, like, when I was in my younger teens, and then, like...
I was young when I started watching it.
Yeah.
Like, 7, 8.
But then Futurama was, like, my late teens, early 20s, and it was just, it was the humor that I was into at the time. Or I'm still into it.
Yeah,
it grew up with me, whereas The Simpsons kind of just stayed in the same.
Like Disenchantment, it's not bad. I don't know. I just feel like some of the jokes kind of go on a little too long, or
so
like
Family Guy syndrome.
A little. Like I was gonna compare it. It kind of feels like a little too close to Family Guy, with like not like setting obviously, but like like kind of with like pacing.
Well, I went through the new season on. That show's not funny.
Anymore. I haven't watched Family Guy.
I give it a shot because they had everything from season 1 to 15. Now they only have 9 to 16.
I liked the first 3 seasons of Family Guy, and then
that
was it. I mean, it's shitty to say that, but when it came back, I didn't like it right from the beginning. Like one of the first big jokes they had that everyone was talking about was, "Oh, you know, Stewie tried to fart and he broke a blood vessel in his eye." And I'm like, oh, "That's not funny. That's just stupid."
It's also possible.
And no, it is.
It would be shitty if that happened.
It's possible. I'm not saying it's not. I mean, maybe possible. I don't know. But it's like, it was a dumb fart joke, you know?
Yeah, I've seen people who've thrown up too much and broke a blood vessel in their eye.
Yeah, I'm just saying it was like it was in the blood vessel popping.
No, but
like,
it's not a funny because it's true kind of joke.
Yeah.
Like,
it was like, oh, haha, farts are funny, and
well, it's like the Wedding Crashers when they make they're talking the wedding toast and they say, his favorite color is green, like Craig's eyes and money, and it's like, oh, it's funny because it's true. It's like, no, it's not funny because it's true. It's insulting,
yeah.
And like, it's just not funny.
I don't like I, it's I don't know. It's like, I don't know exactly what I like in a show, but I know what I don't like.
When I like, have you guys watched Lost in Space?
No, I haven't.
The new one? Oh.
Isn't that the cartoon?
No.
Oh.
That was Inner Space.
Oh.
Inner Space was pretty good. I liked Inner Space.
I started watching that, but I finished Lost in Space relatively quickly. It was quite good. Especially since my major experience with Lost in Space, the concept, like, I've always been in love with, but then my last one was the movie.
Oh.
And with, the movie was with Matt LeBlanc. Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of Netflix shows that, it's like, I want to watch the Marvel stuff on there. I haven't even bothered. Because it, I mean, I got to Luke Cage, like, canonic, like, watching it, and then I was like, I'm just not really into this. Mm-hmm. And it's, well, I mean, it's because it's a show.
Not designed for you?
Yeah. Well, it's a show designed, like, more for, like, people into, like, well, black culture. I have no problem with black culture.
It's not into it as much.
It's just, I don't know jack shit about it. So watching this and they're making reference and, like, even the music's not really for me, not, like, something I enjoy. And it's, like, the only character I really like is Luke Cage for the most part. And I'm just like, I don't know. It's just, it's, like, I want to, like, watch it, but I don't, it's just, like, every time I watch it, it's just, I kind of lose interest. It's like, Luke Cage is a cool character, and it's like, it makes sense that he would be in that setting. I'm not even saying it's bad, it's just like, I'm finding it hard for the show to, I feel like I'm like, really being like, I'm not racist! Please don't think I'm racist.
But I don't like anything about this race culture.
I didn't say that at all.
I don't understand this race.
I didn't say that either.
Kinda.
No, I said,
I don't understand the culture of this race.
No, I don't understand the references. And
to,
like,
to their culture?
Not,
Josh is a racist.
How am I a racist because I'm not, it's just like a black music, like not black music. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
You're like, I'm trying to explain something and you're just like letting me make sound even worse.
Oh yeah.
Basically.
What am I here for?
You know, it's like, because it takes place, I can't even remember, is it Harlem? Black Harlem?
I don't know if there's a place called Black Harlem.
Well, I mean, there's Spanish Harlem. So there would, like, be other type, like, it's Harlem, but there's, like, areas with, I don't know.
I would never segregate people.
Okay, you know, that's not what I'm saying. Okay, and I didn't do it in the first place.
Yeah, you did.
I did not.
I've never heard of Spanish or Black Harlem before you mentioned it.
Okay, well,
never once. No one has ever said those things.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. It's the problem is I don't know a lot about American stuff, especially major cities. It's not
the Compton. Five Pints.
Listen, I just know it's not Compton. It's like whatever the.
Well, Compton is on the other side of the country.
Yeah, I know. It was in New York and wherever the major black population is in New York. That's where it takes place.
Queens, probably.
I know. I'm pretty sure it is in Harlem.
Yeah.
Black part of Harlem.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you for throwing me under the bus there.
Oh, 100%. What am I here for? I told you. Throwing
yeah.
me under the bus.
But anyways, and then they're just talking about stuff, and like I'm like, I don't know what's going on here. And I just can't keep... Like, I know what's going on, but it's all like... it's just, like, there's clear, like... Like, there's a cultural gap that I just can't bridge.
Just take me back to the Five Pints.
And I'm like, I don't know. It's like, Jessica Jones, like, I could, like, it was interesting to me because of her bad guy. Not so much because of her.
Oh, I was going to say, because she's attractive?
She's alright.
I don't know. I haven't watched the show.
She's not horrible, but her,
Supernatural,
her
so,
personality isn't attractive, really. She's kind of...
A bitch?
I don't want to use that term. She's really abrasive, though. She's just like, fuck like the world. Like, she just doesn't care about anyone or anything, and it's
sounds
just...
Sounds like a bitch to me.
Yeah, I know, but it's just, people say that all the time. Like, yeah. And to say some bad stuff about women, and I just didn't want to continue that at this moment.
Oh.
But, yeah, she acts like, she's nice to some people, but she just comes off as, like, super abrasive.
I would call you a bitch if you were acting like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's
so
kind of my...
That's why I don't think it's about feminism or being female.
I know, but you...
You a bitch? You a bitch.
I know, but what does bitch realistically mean?
Female dog.
Yeah, so it already has female connotation.
Yeah, but...
I mean, I'm reaching a little bit here. I'm just saying, in my mind.
You're reaching because I would call you a bitch.
I don't really care. My point is just... she acts not nice, really. And so, she's not, like, a super...
And Josh only likes people who act nice.
And that's not necessarily true. But it's just, I mean, like...
Especially those serial killers.
She's not... You can't... what's the word? I mean, it's like, you don't feel really bad for her.
You don't empathize with her.
You can't empathize with her. That's what I'm trying to say. Exactly. That much. Like, she's just kind of annoying, and you... But it's like... Unfortunately... It's not Killmonger. What is her stupid villain's name? Kill something. I just can't ever remember what it is.
Couldn't tell you. Never watched
anyways, he's... I mean, he's not...
Read the comics.
He's not... You can't empathize with him much either. There's points, actually, where I did empathize with him a little bit. Based because of his power set. He's still a shitty person at that point. Still did bad things, but... It was like, you could feel bad at least for someone who would have those powers. Not necessarily for him at that point. But yeah, like, and then, well, I mean, Daredevil was great.
Daredevil was amazing. I'm not a huge fan of Punisher. Simply because, while you're supposed to empathize with him because his family was killed.
Like, yeah.
He does a lot of shitty things.
I mean, Daredevil, I really liked. And then, yeah, after that, it's like, it's just, like I said, like some of the other ones, and then I heard Iron Fist. I just can't move on, because I need to get through Luke Cage first.
You can't get through Luke Cage.
I might just, maybe, after I finish Buffy, I might just sit down and just say, fuck it. I'm just going to spend the next week watching the show. Like, the first season, and then move on to... continue on as it goes.
I'm trying to think of what I'm watching now, because again, I finished Supernatural, so then I was like, you know what, I'm going to watch Lost in Space, and I finished that in a week. It's only 10 episodes.
Oh, yeah.
They were good. Actually, I think I finished it in 2 days, to be honest.
I don't know. I wanted to talk about video games, but I haven't really played anything like all that new. I played like a bit of Halo Wars yesterday. Yeah, it was all right. It didn't grasp me right away. Most
that old?
Oh. Yeah, like the first. Yeah, it was on Game Pass. Because I got the Game Pass thing because I was like sick and tired of spending money on games that I wasn't gonna play anyways.
I'm just replaying Skyrim. Fuck it.
Skyrim, I just always find hard. Sometimes I just get bored with Skyrim.
I'm definitely at a grinding point right now where I'm just doing like shit to do shit, and I can play for like half an hour. And then I'm done.
I played a bit of Shanti and the Pirate's Curse.
How's that?
It was not bad, though it's kind of weird. And
isn't
like
that the Game Boy Color game everybody was all like?
I have no clue.
Getting all...
It is about a genie who is no longer a genie, who has magic hair.
And that's the one that was from the Game Boy Color.
I don't
know. That everybody's like, oh my god, that was like such a...
You're playing on the game. Switch?
No, it's on Xbox. I got it through Game Pass.
They remastered it, I think. Or
I don't know if this is the first game, if it's the second game. It starts off like, I don't have my powers anymore, but I'm still the protector of this place. And you're like, what?
Oh, I guess I had powers before, and I was the protector.
Oh, so maybe it's a sequel.
It's a sequel, because there's like a bunch of shit that you run into where it's like, hey, this person again. And literally, one of the things I ran into is like, oh no, I just get to be some random side boss and something, and I was a main villain in the last one. It's like, sure, like, I don't know who you are, but just get out of my way so I can continue the game, please.
That's happened to me, like, not even just with video games, but with, like, movies or books especially, where I've just, like, wandered into, like, the middle of a series.
Oh yeah?
And I'm just like, what? If I have time, and if I have money, like, I do, like, a weird thing in the bookstore where I, like, walk around and, like, touch all the hardcover books.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm very weird like that. And then if I get a good feeling from them, I pick them up and buy them, and then I read them.
Oh.
So, they're, like, I've books a lot, and with movies, I just watch movies. So, and best example of that is my grandfather, who I got the movie watching from. He went out to see Barbershop 3.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Why? Because you want to know why he wanted to see Barbershop 3?
Why?
Because it got good reviews.
Really?
Well, it got good reviews from people who've seen Barbershop.
Yeah.
And so he walked in to watch Barbershop 3, and I was like, why did you watch that movie? And he's like, they said it was a good movie.
And you didn't like it?
Well, talk about not understanding or getting any references.
Yeah, that's my point. It was
my 83-year-old grandfather.
I would say black comedy, but that's already a genre.
And you could almost argue that he doesn't get black comedy either. But
he's not. Is it black or is it dark comedy?
No, dark comedy is like
Rick and Morty.
Death to Smoochie.
No, no, I'm saying, but is black comedy then from like black comedian
types? Yeah, so the Wayans brothers.
Yeah, okay. See, so like some stuff I get, admittedly, but like some stuff I'm just like, I don't like. It's like something that's like very, yeah, like.
Like Friday movies is a perfect example of black comedy movies.
So even that is not like, that's more of like a weed movie.
Medea does.
Yeah, those I know.
How High. Those are all.
I've never watched those.
How High?
No.
That was pretty funny.
But even that, I think, is more.
We watched Half Baked together.
Yeah.
How High is pretty similar to Half Baked.
Well, I've just never watched it. Oh, and that has nothing to do with, like.
He confirmed Josh hates Method and Redman.
Yeah.
I just never watched it. There's a lot of movies in the past I haven't watched.
That's not fair to those movies.
Nothing to do with the fact that.
Don't Be a Menace?
I've seen Don't Be a Menace, yeah. No, but there's hilarious. Okay. There's some movies that are like very clearly. Like they're not. They take. Like it's main. The main actors are black people. Or people of color, right? It's just, they're more like...
Are you just trying to get out of your hole?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to explain something.
Okay.
Like, Friday After Next is, like, more of a weed... Friday and the Friday movies are more of, like, weed movies. Some, like, black culture stuff on top of it.
It's mostly black culture stuff.
But, I mean, even that, it's like...
Because it's growing Josh up too in the high hood. Notice. Growing up in the hood.
But some of it's usually, like, more like... It's not a deep dive.
No.
So you, like, understand it a little bit better. You know, it's like, oh, haha, that guy accidentally smoked, you know, crystal meth. You know?
I don't know.
It was weed. And then fucked himself up. And, like, that. Like, it's like... And then Day-Day being stupid. Like, if I don't fully understand the jokes, I'm like, there's still some funniness to it.
Well, it's like, you know how like sometimes people have inside jokes?
And also, like, comedies are also a lot easier to get pulled into. Where Luke Cage isn't a comedy.
Okay. I was saying, but you know how like some people have inside jokes?
Yeah.
And then like they tell you can't laugh because you don't know the inside joke?
Yeah.
I was like, I still found that funny.
Exactly.
It's like, but why do I need to know?
I don't know what it was. I think a lot of it too is a lot of the characters in like Luke Cage just kind of were annoying too. And
you're talking about Pops was.
I didn't say Pops. I said some.
Pops was cool.
I think
talking specifically about Pops. He hates Pops.
Like,
I know he doesn't last long, but
some like the main characters aren't too bad. It's some like
if you haven't watched Luke Cage. And that's your fault for the first
season. I mean, they have, it's like season 2 is out at this point. You've given up spoiler territory.
Exactly.
I don't know, it's only season 2.
Yeah, but season 1 was out for like 2 years.
It's been a long time.
I let you guys spoil movies that I intend on watching anyway, so.
I don't know what it is. It could never grab me. And I feel like there's a lot of like.
It's because you're racist.
It's not. I don't know what it is, okay?
Alright, well, folks, I'm just going to end that on there. Josh is a racist.
I'm not a racist.
Said the racist.
I'm not, like, perfect.
I'm not a racist.
Shut up, Chris. Just because I don't like Luke Cage. I don't even not
and
like
and
Luke.
And we confirmed that you don't like Method and Redman, so you don't like how
You haven't confirmed nothing. You've confirmed that I haven't watched those movies. Not that I don't like them.
Well, you haven't watched them because you don't like them.
I will admit, don't really know who those people are.
And rappers?
Besides that, like...
They're also actors.
Are they actors?
And they're human beings, Josh.
They are actors. They had...
How High.
They had How High, and they had the Method and Redman show that didn't last very long, but it was pretty hilarious.
So they're shitty actors, is what I'm hearing.
How many movies do you got, Josh?
I didn't say I'm an actor.
You could be.
But can you spit on a mic like Method Man?
I probably not, no.
I mean, you could spit on your mic.
I could. That would not Listen, be good for I didn't mic. Say...
But I'm using the slang term for spitting on the mic.
I didn't say nothing.
Some lit tracks.
I didn't say nothing about their abilities as rappers.
Yeah,
okay.
Woke.
Okay. I said I was saying the reason I probably don't really know them that well is A, they're rappers, and I just don't really care for rap music. And B, they're not really rap. They're not really actors.
Wu-Tang.
They're more actors. Are
they?
This
is news to me. I barely even know what the Wu-Tang Clan is. You know what? How I know what the Wu-Tang Clan is?
They ain't nothing to fuck with.
No, I know fucking the Dave Chappelle's like comedy sketch.
Yeah.
Josh is dropping the name of the one black actor that he enjoys.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Josh is a racist.
I'm not a racist. Why? Like.
You have to be something, Josh.
There's lots of black actors that I like. Okay, there's lots of actors that are like of any color. I really don't care.
As long as they're good actors.
Yeah, like, I mean, yeah.
Like what?
I'm kind of annoyed about this. The new, what's it called? In the Teen Titans movie, the Starfire. They got this black girl to play Starfire. And it's not the fact that she's black that's the problem. It's the fact that she looks nothing like Starfire. And not even like skin color wise. If
but
they,
how do you know what Starfire looks like, Josh?
Because I watched the Teen Titans.
Yeah, okay, well, it's a different. It's an artistic interpretation
of
an already made TV show.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like the hair really annoys me. It's mostly the hair that drives me nuts.
You don't like the weave, Josh?
Well, they gave her like super curly hair. I'm like, Starfire always had like really long straight hair, and this like curl, like not like like.
But so you appropriating
Starfires? I don't know, there's just something about it. They don't look like Starfighter Fire to me.
No, I can kind of see that, because you know what it is? We grew up watching the original Teen Titans, and that's what you were expecting to see.
Well,
in your brain, that's what you associate
like,
that character with.
It's like they were just like, we're just going to throw the color. It just felt like, we hired an actor, and it's like, I'm like, yeah, have the same actor. I don't give a shit about the actor. I don't know anything about this person yet, right? They might do a very good job of playing this character, right?
But because I'm a racist.
I'm not a racist, okay? Why? Because I'm complaining that someone, like...
Fit your mold? What do you think they should look like, Josh?
The character, the superhero who's been in, like, multiple... has multiple iterations, and I'm pretty sure all of them have long, straight, orange hair.
What about the one from Teen Titans Go?
Also, it
has long, straight, orange hair, yes.
Yeah.
But that shows...
Yeah, I'm just saying...
Like a clown.
Yeah. The rest of it, and like, people are bitching that Beast Boy isn't green, but I'm like, fuck, I don't give a shit. He kind of looks like Beast Boy. Like
I haven't seen any trailers, so I don't know.
I mean, he doesn't have the pointy ears of Beast Boy, but I can get past that.
Can you drop him?
Yeah.
Good.
It's because they're I guess, trying to make them more, like, human-looking. And Beast Boy, you know, is pure green. I don't know. It's just...
Hey, don't worry. That
Josh doesn't have anything against green people.
I kind of understand what they were doing, and they were going, I guess, making, like, a black Starfire.
But what about that other movie where Robin says, fuck Batman?
That is, I think that is what I was talking about.
It's Titans.
Oh, then you're right, that's not the same thing. I don't know, it's confusing. I thought that was the same thing, I don't know. I'm so confused.
I just seen that, and I started laughing, because it was just Robin. And then
I don't know, I think that might be it.
And it's like, fuck that. I'm like, oh.
I think that actually might be it, exactly, the Teen Titans live action movie.
Maybe.
Because the Titan, yeah. Because there's no cyborg in the picture I saw. Because yeah, cyborg is
owned by somebody else.
No, because it's all DC. It's still Warner Brothers bringing that out.
Oh.
He's just cyborg has now been an Avenger.
An Avenger.
A Justice League.
A Justice member.
Yeah, and that was all. But I'll say,
the League of Extraordinary.
I will give the movie a chance, and if they do a good job, I will give them credit for it.
You got five.
And I might be able to get past it, you know? I'm just saying, looking at the pictures, you show me this picture and say, hey, who's this character? And you tell me Starfire, I'm like, that's not Starfire.
I don't know.
You don't know what Starfire is.
I'm a fan of the show, show.
You've been looking at it the wrong way the entire time.
You're just being contrarian for the sake of being...
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's just admit to that.
I 100% admit.
Yeah, I'm not.
But then also that leaves me in a difficult position because I'm.
I can kind of see what you're complaining about.
Kind of. Chill, Chris. And if you're listening to this, look up the new Starfire.
That looks like Starfire to me.
You haven't even looked at it. Don't say that yet until you look at it.
I don't know what Starfire looks like, so you show me any picture.
Okay, so.
Okay, Steven's gonna look it up, and we're gonna.
This is the original Starfire that he's talking about.
Okay, I've seen that character before. Okay. I lied.
Okay, yeah.
I've 100% seen that character before.
See, it's like, well, it's a more dark orange, but still.
That's what they're going with. I can kind of see what Josh is complaining about.
Let me see the picture you show. Actually, let me see this.
Josh doesn't complain anymore because she actually has orange hair. Orange hair.
They might have fix my main issue with this. Which
she has long, straight hair.
No, her hair's still orange. Curly.
Well, not that curly. It's pretty. When you told me it was curly, I was thinking it was
Oh, so, sorry. This is more, I guess it wasn't as, like, this is more the picture I'd seen. Where it's not as short as I remembered it, but it still didn't really look like the Starfire, and it's like the person beside them looked more like Starfire. Mind you, that is someone cosplaying as Starfire in the picture beside. But if it's the other picture that I saw, where I guess it looks more weirdly, I don't know, maybe it's just because I'm seeing pictures, sometimes pictures don't look that bad. The other picture you showed actually doesn't look super horrible to me.
Like that's what they're going
thanks,
with?
That's the best compliment that you've ever given them.
I don't, the problem is just like, horrible. I'm just seeing pictures, and like until I see the movie, if they act it well, I can probably get past my initial like.
There's the abomination.
I mean, yeah.
That's what? The abomination.
It's the version. Teen Titans Go. Well, just be clear. He's looking at the Teen Titans Go version.
Yeah.
Listen, 100%. I just don't want Steven to come off as potentially racist. Because people don't have the context.
Yeah, but people think you're racist and they have the context.
Yeah, well, they don't have the context. You're flipping it on its head, turning. Nothing into something, literally making mountains out of molehills.
Beast Boy is just a white dude with green hair.
Yeah, but I mean, Beast Boy is practically just
SJW.
And what?
Raven looks
like an emo person.
Yeah.
Hey, Josh?
But I mean,
I'm an SJW.
You're not.
I'm a YouTube hero level 100 like Ethan.
Who?
Me.
Oh.
Yeah. You white face?
I'm gonna go white face man soon.
Robin, I mean, looks like Robin, it's
yeah,
really.
Well, you can't fuck up Robin.
You can.
Well, you can. You can put Chris O'Donnell's play.
I don't know what that that's reference to.
Well, have you not seen Batman and Robin?
Oh, see, I didn't realize who Chris O'Donnell was.
The white guy who fucked up Robin.
Gotcha. I just imagined Chris O'Donnell as an old ass man.
Or as Family Guy put it, he's like.
I mean, I guess technically in that movie, he's supposed to be playing like.
A teenager.
I mean, even when I was
like 40.
Younger, I was thinking the guy's like 25 minimum.
Yeah.
And then it's like now, minimum. Like thinking back on it, it's like, yeah, why is he living with Bruce Wayne? Like, he's clearly not a teenager. He's clearly an adult.
I have to be taken in by this guy who's like 5 years my senior.
Yeah, it didn't really occur to me. But mind you, as a kid, I'm just like, whatever, he's living with him now. Now as an adult, I was watching, I think, a Nostalgia Critic thing, and he was like, why is this guy living here? Like, this is, it was something. It was, they brought up the fact that he's supposed to be a teenager. I'm like, he's supposed to be a teenager? No fucking way.
Yeah, he's not supposed to be able to go on his own.
After this, I'll play a short Family Guy video where they make fun of him, and it's pretty funny.
Like I said, until the movie comes out, you can't really judge the stuff. Like, for the most part, like, Raven, people will bitch about Raven, but I mean, Raven looking like an emo person, it's like...
That's what she is, anyways.
Raven's an emo person. It's like... Well, I think the other thing with wrong with those pictures is how pissed off that Starfire looks.
True. Does she not get pissed off?
No, Starfire is, like, the happiest person on, like... There's, like, whole episodes
you
about...
You can piss off the happiest person.
Yeah, she does get mad.
But even when she gets mad, it's like...
A crazy smile.
Like, it's not like a scowl type mad, you know? It's like, I'm going to protect my friends from you type mad. I don't know, it's just... She had always had that like, innocent look to her. Or the innocent attitude, and this, like, dark, gritty, like, Starfire just does not fit that character in my head. And, like, that's not necessarily the actor's fault. It's more like the direction of the movie. Yeah, I know. Yeah, but we're gonna end this now before I dig a hole even deeper.
No, Josh, you didn't dig a hole. You just made the mistake and invited me to do podcasts with you.
I did make that mistake.
Can't undo it because now I'm a crowd favorite, fan favorite.
We have no proof of that either we have no direction.
Proof of the contrary, either.
Yeah, I was gonna say either direction. I'm unlike you. I
both ways?
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't go well. Fuck it, I'm not even gonna, we're not getting into it.
We're not, I'm just kidding.
So I'm Josh, apparently goes both ways. Josh. We have Steven, the researcher.
Yeah.
And we have Chris, the contrarian.
Hey-o.
And this was hopefully not the last episode of Misguided Misinformed.
Definitely won't be.
You don't know. Could be.
You don't know.
I could die tomorrow.
You could. Hopefully not.
I could also get a huge backlash and be like, yep, fuck that, I'm done.
Misguided and Misinformed was shut down to the racist host.
Not racist.
Anyways, goodbye, see you next week.
But I mean, of course, saying that does not help, but yeah.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
See you next week. Maybe. Same bad time. Same bad channel.
I fucking hate you right now.